thank you. Reconvene the work session on House Bill 4035. Mr. Nicewinder.
Chair and committee members, this bill is the same as it was explained to you earlier. There is a revenue impact statement that's been prepared for you and handed out, which confirms the information that I provided to you earlier about the impact of the bill. There are no amendments. It is identical to the bill you passed in the previous first special session.
There are no amendments?
That's 4035.
This is identical to the same bill. The we are in work session, but we do have a member, an Oregon citizen, I am assuming, in the audience. Would you like to come testify on this bill? Well, they're Oregon citizens, but they're part of the children that were running around in the halls. So.
We were only going to take testimony from normal Oregon citizens.
I guess I am confused.
Ask a question while I come up to the dais.
Sure.
Chair. So then, just for the record, the voter registration will be a reservation in the e-fund. Is that correct?
Chair and Representative Schrader, in the last special session, on this appropriation bill established a reservation of $2 million in the general purpose e-fund for the centralized voter registration system. It is our expectation that that will be repeated in that budget report.
Okay.
And that's obviously contingent upon federal funds and what right. does or does not happen.
Right.
The we have a citizen at the dais. Would you like to testify on House Bill 4035?
Sir, for the record, my name is Nancy Baker Croft, Baker hyphen Kroft. I've only set up podiums. I've never been on this side before. I used to be a page here. I'm presently employed as a teacher in the state of Oregon, principally here in Salem, our capital. I have a son in school. We're very aware as the public that you are in a difficult place, meeting late into the night, trying to decide what will happen with Oregon's future. And probably not in the right particular place to transfer to, I'm reading this, to testify. But I do want to say that cuts to education are just not acceptable. In so many cities, such as Portland, they've been cut to the bone. I was educated in Portland, I'm glad, in the 70s. I got a good education then. I see firsthand the terrible choices that the Salem School District is trying to make based upon the cuts that are planned. There must be some taxes that we can come up with. I'm sorry, I'm not a Republican.
That's okay.
I feel that if we take monies from our rainy day fund, if next year it rains, we'll be very wet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here.
Work session. House Bill 4035. Any further discussion? Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4035 to the floor with due pass recommendation.
Any discussion? Any objections to moving House Bill 4035 to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. We will close the work session. I'll carry this one.
Okay.
We will close the work session on House Bill 4035. And open a public hearing on House Bill 4033. Member from work session or public testimony?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll 4033. You have the bill. We don't have the amendments.
No.
I have them. I have rough draft forms.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have the amendments.
We have them in a rough draft. They are coming. They are close.
Oh, is there? Mm.
We could even get testing explanations of what they do.
Well, we do that right now.
Why don't I bill?
Just for the record, I want to make sure that...
Yes, you kept my copy of the bill.
Yeah, I've got two. Just for the record, we are in public testimony for House Bill 4033. Is there anyone who wants to testify on House Bill 4033? This is Tobacco Securitization Fund. Revenue bonds. Seeing none, so ordered, we will open a work session on House Bill 4033 and stand at ease until we get our official amendments.